I do indeed. It's recording now. Yes, my name's Ian Valentine, director of the Giant Panda program. Yes, it's an interesting and fun time for us and the pandas, hopefully. What's happened is in the last couple of days, we've seen the crossover in hormones in Chan Chan, and that means that we're now into the maximum last 14 days when Chan Chan will come into peak season, and when she does that, or when she hits peak, we can then go for putting Yangban and Chan Chan together, and hopefully we'll get a natural mating, and if we don't get a natural mating, then we look to do AI. Yes, that's right. It could be early next week, it could be later next week. Really, part of it depends on the weather. If it gets warmer, then she'll come into season a little bit quicker. But yes, she's now basically past the point of no return, so things are really happening, and she will come into full season in that two-week period. And she'll be fertile for 24, 36 hours at some point during these 14 days. No, I mean, that's exactly right, and that's part and parcel of the whole complication of panda breeding, certainly in captivity, in that with two pandas you've got to bring a lot of science to bear as well, because you've got to monitor the panda hormones. And also we're not working in isolation, we're using the expertise of our Chinese colleagues, and our Chinese professor will arrive here tomorrow. He'll largely be looking at the behaviours in both pandas and taking the clues and the cues from them, whereas we're also using all the hormone assays as well to judge when's the best time. Yes, it's very much a case. In pandas, in the wilds and in captivity, the main cues that they're picking up are from chemicals that they are passing to one another through scent marking or in urine. And so when you put a male panda into the female enclosure without either animal being there, then what they're doing is they're picking up the chemical signals. And so the male panda is able to work out how far away from peak season the female is, and also the female panda is then also able to pick up how big and how mature and how sexually ready the male panda is. Well, we certainly hope to repeat last year in terms of breeding, and we know that we got Chan Chan pregnant. The bit we obviously were hoping is going to change is that she will conceive and follow all the way through to sometime in August, and we will get a panda cub from Chan Chan. We know that certainly last year she got pregnant, but although the cub started to develop inside her, she then resorbed, and the cub was lost. Oh yeah, it would be quite something. It would be the first UK cub, so very significant for not just for Edinburgh or for us or for Scotland, but for everybody in the UK. And then also, of course, it's really important for Chan Chan. She's a female panda. She's bred before, but it's important that she continues to breed. So a cub from this pair is important for the whole breeding program of giant pandas. So it really is an intensive period of monitoring of behaviours and chemicals, hormones, and what's now happened is that we've kind of triggered all the experts that we need, alerted all the experts, so they are making their way to Edinburgh so that they're ready alongside our team to help in the breeding of pandas. So as I say, the Chinese expert will arrive tomorrow, and some of the artificial reproduction guys will be arriving early next week. So everybody that needs to be here will be here. We carry on monitoring the hormones by sending samples out from the zoo out to Queen's Medical Research Institute every day, twice a day maybe. And we continue to look at any physical changes in Chan Chan and making sure that we are putting one panda into one enclosure and vice versa, so that they're picking up all the chemical signals. So the pandas know what's going on. We are understanding exactly where Chan Chan is hormonally. And also we've got the team around about us to support us in all of it. No problem. Happy to do so.